Brilliance Audio presents American Conspiracies and Cover-Ups, JFK, 9/11, the Fed, Rigged Elections, Suppressed Cancer Cures, and the Greatest Conspiracies of Our Time by Douglas Sirignano. Performed by Mel Foster, Tom Parks, and Joyce Bean. Introduction. In today's world, the phrase conspiracy theory is pejorative and has a negative connotation. To many people, a conspiracy theory is an irrational, over-imaginative idea endorsed by people looking for attention and not supported by the mainstream media or government. History shows, though, that there have been many times when governments or individuals have participated in conspiracies. It would be naive to think that intelligence agencies, militaries, government officials, and politicians don't sometimes cooperate in covert, secretive ways. Following are five instances when it's been proven that the government engaged in a conspiracy. The Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. On August 4, 1964, Captain John J. Herrick, the commander of the USS Maddox, a U.S. Navy vessel that was on an intelligence-gathering mission in the Gulf of Tonkin, reported to the White House and Pentagon that North Vietnamese patrol boats had fired torpedoes at his ship, and so the Maddox had fired back. 2 days later, Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara testified to the Congress that he was certain that the Maddox had been attacked. On August 7th, the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution was passed, the congressional act that allowed President Johnson free rein to commence war. Johnson immediately ordered airstrikes on North Vietnam, and the Vietnam War, which would eventually kill 58,000 Americans and 2 million Asians, was underway. Since then, it has been shown and proven that no North Vietnamese boats ever fired on the Maddox, and that McNamara had been untruthful when he testified before Congress. According to the official publication of the Naval Institute, once classified documents and tapes released in the past several years, combined with previously uncovered facts, make clear that high government officials distorted facts and deceived the American public about events that led to full U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. In the weeks prior to the Gulf of Tonkin incident, South Vietnamese ships had been attacking posts in North Vietnam in conjunction with the CIA's Operation 34A. According to many inside sources, the Johnson administration wanted a full-scale war in Vietnam, and through Operation 34A, was trying to provoke North Vietnam into an attack that would give Johnson an excuse to go to war. But when McNamara was asked by the Congress on August 7th if these South Vietnam attacks had anything to do with the U.S. military and CIA, McNamara lied and said no. Within hours after reporting that the Maddox had been attacked, Captain Herrick was retracting his statements and reporting to the White House and Pentagon that, in all likelihood, an overeager sonar man had been mistaken, and that the sonar sounds and images that he originally thought were enemy torpedoes were actually just the beat of the Maddox's own propellers. Herrick reported that there was a good probability that there had been no attack on the Maddox, and suggested complete reevaluation before any action is taken. McNamara saw these new, updated reports and discussed them with President Johnson early in the afternoon of August 4th. Even though this was so, on the evening of August 4th, President Johnson went on national television and announced to the American public that North Vietnam had engaged in unprovoked aggression, and so the U.S. military was retaliating. A few days after the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, Johnson remarked, "Hell, those damn stupid sailors were just shooting at flying fish." Recently, new documents related to the Gulf of Tonkin incident have been declassified, and according to Robert Hanyok,
sample complete. Ready to continue?